this idea of being called by name, is very central to who we are as followers of Jesus Christ. We know and believe that we have been called by name to a mission to do something. And we know how that works because it happens with inside our families and inside our relationships all the time. Most of you who are moms and dads out there know this very clearly. You may have your children sitting around doing whatever they're doing, and you say in a voice that all can hear, "Please unload the dishwasher." And your children look at one another like, "I don't know who she's talking to, but we'll sit here and continue what we're doing," until you say very clearly, "Eric, please unload the dishwasher." Now, Eric might grumble. He might wait for a second invitation to unload the dishwasher, or maybe even a third one. But eventually, he will unload the dishwasher. And it works like that within all the members within our family. We learn very quickly that we call people by name to do things as they are called to do. As a classroom teacher, I found that out also very clearly. I could sit there and say, "Would someone please answer number 26? And the same three or four hands would always go up. But when I said, "Amanda, would you answer problem 26? She would answer problem 26. Now, why she didn't raise her hand to answer it before, that was her decision. But it once again was being called by name to bring forth the talents that you have, that the person has. And we know that also works very clearly in how we call people forth. Because if Eric was 2 years old, mom would not say to him, "Eric, please load the dishwasher." But rather, if he was a 10-year-old boy, then it would be very easy to say, "Eric, please load the dishwasher." And if he needed to be taught how to load the dishwasher, mom or dad would walk along with him as they showed him how to load the dishwasher. In the same way as a teacher wouldn't call upon a student who maybe was struggling within the subject to come up and explain something really complicated without making sure that she or he knew what they were doing and could do it well. Calling forth the gifts, walking with one another as we go forward. And that happens even more frequently and more powerfully within our relationships. We know that Jesus calls us into a very intimate relationship, and he calls us by name into this intimate relationship. And so all the husbands and wives here tonight, or maybe those who are engaged, very seldom, and I hope it's very seldom, does someone go out there and stand on the street corner and say, "Okay, here I am, who wants to marry me? All comers welcome." No, normally what happens is that process of getting to know the other more intimately until there is that day where we are called by name into that deeper relationship. "Will you marry me?" And then the answer is either yes, we hope, or no. But it is that decision to be called into something by name. And that is what Jesus does tonight in our gospel. He calls by name Andrew and Peter, James and John, into the proclamation of the kingdom of God. "Come, follow me," is that invitation into doing what Jesus does. "Come, follow me," the invitation of the parent to learn how to do the chores of the house that help the house be a better place. "Come, follow me," is that invitation into joining into the union of God's love. And Jesus does that, and God does that with us so that we might proclaim the good news, that we might be heralds, apostles, proclaimers, and workers within the vineyard of the Lord, so that others might know and experience the presence of Jesus around them. through our actions, as that famous saying goes, where Jesus says, I have no hands but your hands, I have no feet but your feet, I have no voice but your voice. It is that invitation into the proclamation, into being part of the body of Christ, that we are all made in our baptism. None of us are not. And so today, tonight, we are reminded of what that takes. To go out and to call by name. Not simply to sit there and say, we want everyone in Campbell to come to St. Lucie's Church. Well, that'd be really wonderful. We need a bigger church, but it'd be really wonderful. But unless we do it by name, listening, sharing, becoming true brothers and sisters in Christ to others, we are unable to do that in the joy, in the blessing of the gospel. I was reading something the other week about the new evangelization, and the author said something very striking to me, but also something very joyous. He said that most of the time, a priest, when he enters in the parish, after several years, if he's a really good priest, if he goes out into the community a lot, if he goes to places and talks to people, he may, by the time he finishes his 6-year term, know 100 families. Does anybody know how many families are in St. Lucie's? Like 2,700. So if Father Steve and I are the best priests we could possibly be, and we don't know the same families, which isn't going to happen, but, you know, it might, we may know 200 families in the parish. So how many families do we not know? And I'm not saying about know by face or as I walk around the church and greet you before Mass or after Mass to kind of have that banter conversation, but to truly know one another, to hear the stories of one another, to go into a relationship that is deeper than just the surface. And why is that joyous news for me? Well, because it gives you guys something to do. Because that's part of being the body of Christ. That yes, as the pastor of the parish, as priest, I have certain duties that I am called to do. But more importantly, as a servant leader, I walk with you as you call forth the body of Christ. And that's why it's so important that we do talk about our faith, share our faith, live our faith deeply and profoundly, both at work and at home, at play and at rest, so that others might see and hear the voice of God calling them into that deeper, more intimate, more personal relationship where they hear the voice of Jesus say, come, follow me. Come, participate in the body of Christ. Come, share your gifts, your talents, the blessings that I have given you with others. Come in generous service to be with God's people. Because when we become that true body of Christ that calls forth the best of who we are and the best of our brothers and sisters, then we truly begin to proclaim the kingdom. Repent and believe. The kingdom is at hand. It is here, it is now. God calls us into that peace, into that blessing, into that hopefulness of his love, of his mercy, of his compassion, and to share it with our brothers and sisters where we hear the voice of God and become the voice of God, where we experience the forgiveness of God and become the forgiveness of God, where we know the love of God and give the love of God as his sons, his daughters, as the body of Christ.